Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. We've reached it. It's a Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Again, it's a Friday. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Fantastic. Fantastic. How you doing?
I'm great. I wonder how Joe Starkey's golf game went yesterday, the much-anticipated golf game. One of the guys that his daughter's on a softball team. One of the other dads asked Joe to play golf. So he got clubs from Pomp. He had golf shoes, soft spikes, I guess. He was all dressed up. He was ready to go. He was anxious. We'll get to this in just a little bit. I was driving home, and he took a call in the first segment from this guy that wanted to talk about the NHL. Okay. And I remember right where I was right above the stadium, right above PNC Park, about, like, I don't even know what it, the 376, I don't know the name of the road. It's like the bypass above PNC Park, and it wiggles down into 28 there. You know, it's like where you go, if you would go straight, you'd go above the casino over to 65. You go that way, you go to 28.
You're on 279 at
279.
Point.
I don't know the names. It's 279 hits 376, like, yeah, kind of right there. But yeah, it's 279, I guess. Yeah. I'm above PNC Park. I was right there and I heard this guy call. Joe was so mean to the guy.
Really?
Oh, was he mean to him? I don't know why. We'll get it in just a little while. Let me know when you have that, Matt, the beginning of the call.
I believe I found it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I want to hear this.
This is not an indictment of Joe. This is just telling you, I could tell Joe was nervous about something else. And he was, somebody in your family, whatever, they bite at you like, and you're like, I know you're not mad at me. You're just having a bad day.
Yes.
Well, did you hear this, by the way?
I've heard the first few seconds of it.
Uh-huh. So the guy calls, and the guy just wants to talk about stuff, and here it goes.
Way with words.
Oh, Mike, go ahead. Mike's on the line.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, guys are, like, totally against the fighting.
What fighting? What fighting? You have a bunch of gutless guys in body armor and visors and helmets throwing rabbit punches at each other. You call that fighting? You call that fighting? No, answer my question. Do you call that actual fighting? Yeah? Yeah, punching a guy in a visor with a helmet on? Yeah, that's tough. That's big time. Old school hockey. That's toughness, right?
Are you going to take the call and let me say what I
Yeah, say what you have to say. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you want to fire shots off the start? So will I.
Okay.
Whoa!
I know.
Most aggressive I've ever heard Joe Starkey in my life.
It was amazing. I don't hold it against him. He was nervous about having to play golf. And Mike just then they talk. The call goes on, and we don't need to hear it. It goes on for like 4 minutes. They end up being on the same page, and it ends very amicably. It's like, oh yeah, all right, it's fine, it's good. You know what? We were on the same page anyway. And Mike ended up being, of the three of those gentlemen,
yeah,
the most reasonable person going.
Yeah, of course.
And they're all three very reasonable, but Joe was so nervous about playing golf. He was taking it out on
That's really what he was, that's why he was doing that?
I think so.
I would buy that, yeah. In a heartbeat.
There was something else on his mind.
That was eating at him and gnawing away at the back of his mind.
I wanted that man's address so I could drive to his house and say, hey, Mike, you seem like a really good guy. Let's sit and have some lunch. Man, what a good guy. Let's just talk. Because you know what? You didn't deserve that. Joe has a golf game today, and he really didn't mean that, Mike. He really didn't mean it. Mike, I think his name was. He didn't mean that. And on any other day, he would not have reacted like that. He was nervous about playing golf.
He was high strung. You could tell. He was anxious.
Yeah, he seemed like Tom Wilson. He played the role of Tom Wilson for no reason. He came out and crushed that guy. And the best is the way my are you going to let me talk or
yeah,
not?
Very calmly.
Yes.
Are you going to take the call? Are you going to let me say what I wanted to say?
I heard that yesterday and was like, Joe, there's something else on his mind.
The helmet on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's tough. Because that's big time. Old school hockey. That's toughness, right?
I was dying.
Oh, my God.
I was trying. Again, I know exactly
well,
where
you
I was.
Know, I think I had turned off right before that because I heard the very beginning where Joe was starting to get fired up about the whole Rangers-Caps thing.
Oh.
And you could tell there was a different energy from Joe yesterday.
It was because of the golf. I know it was. Because he knew. Because he threw out just before then. He was trying to find a lifeline, Joe was, to maybe this golf going well.
Yeah.
And here's his last-ditch effort. He said to Ron, he goes, Ron, what if I'm a golf savant? Like, what if we just don't know it at this? And I go out there. And every shot I hit is just great. And Ron goes, I don't think that's going to happen. And then, how about Ron threw on.
The always encouraging Ron Cook.
This was either yesterday. This may have been the day before. Ron goes, yeah, I had to get out of golf. It was too boring for me. I didn't like, and it costs a lot of money. But, you know, I won a bunch of junior tournaments. I was 8, 9 years old. I was really good.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't question him because, like, Ron talked about scoring a big junior high touchdown, you know?
Yeah.
And they found the guy that he played like was just junior high quarterback. He's like, hey, Ronnie, good to talk to you, Ronnie. I live down here in Fort Lauderdale now. You know, like everybody from Western Pennsylvania moves down there when they're in their late 50s.
It's one
early
side, 60s. Fort Lauderdale like, or Naples.
And he kept calling him Ronnie. They guy called in. He's like, Ronnie, remember in eighth grade when you remember that block at Jimmy Turbovich threw and you went in there from like 40 yards? We was playing against Northwestern. And the guy, and it was, he was like, I'm retired from Pittsburgh National Bank. I was a, you know, senior vice president, whatever. And the guy called in and it have this envisioning little Ronnie Cook running for like, it was like, and Ron's like, yeah, I remember it. It was 38 yards, ran a Connor trap. and Ron like scored a big touchdown for Beaver Falls Junior High against Northwestern.
So now I'm picturing little 8-year-old Ronnie Cook with his persimmon woods.
Correct.
You know. Traipsing around out there. Man.
I know. So we got into that, or they got into that, and Joe was saying, what if I'm a golf savant? And it felt kind of like he was trying to lie to himself and say, things are going to go good out there.
Things are going to be all right, right? Right, Ron? Right? Right. Things are going to be okay?
And then Mike calls to talk about hockey, and he was like, you know, it's just not going to be good. I'm just going to blow this guy's head off with my words right now.
Hey, well, yeah, say what you have to say. Yeah, sure. There? Yeah, sure. You want to fire shots
you
off
got,
the start, so will
got.
I.
The guy did not want to fire shots
didn't.
Off.
All he said was, you guys are really out against fighting, aren't you?
I mean, Joe was, I'd never heard that side of Joe. Never.
That's how you can tell he's anxious. It just manifested in a very different way for him.
Normally, see, when Joe is anxious, sometimes he fires off at Ron.
Yeah.
Where he'll say, I heard him one time. It was one of the greatest lines in radio history. He says, Ron, for a man who gets paid to give his opinion on the air, you sure don't have many. And I was like, oh my. And it was like 10:04. And they still had 3 hours and 56 minutes. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be really bad today.
I'm okay.
But that thing yesterday almost drove off the side of the road. Considering I thought Mike's reaction was going to be, you know what, pal? You can take your talk show.
Yeah.
You can take 412-928-9370 and you can shove it somewhere.
The typical reaction more often than not would be, and they'd start to yell back, right?
I mean,
but his ability to remain just very calm. Are you going to take the call?
Do you think Joe should be on coffee or not? What's your thoughts on all this?
No. I've seen Joe
on
coffee.
Is he on it now? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think he is. Just judging by his character when he walks into the room in the morning, he seems somewhat calm, even if he's anxious about something like having to go out and play golf. If he were on caffeine these days, I think we'd know it. I think he'd come in, he'd be a little more scattered, he'd be a little bit more jittery, kind of. You can tell with Starkey when he's on coffee or not.
Yes. He did. He blew that guy up. Man, I did feel bad for that man.
He handled it fantastically, though.
Yeah, I know. I almost wanted to turn back around and come to the station and say, Joe, we need to talk here.
Joe, it's going to be okay.
It'll be okay. It'll be like that is a case where Ron should have stepped in and played the good cop. Hey, Mike, I'm not like that with you. You know, I once scored a touchdown against Northwestern, right. 38 yards. what's your thoughts on that? And then the end of that call was great because the catfish was clearly sleeping and the guy's still on the line and their cue is thanks for the call.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey, thanks. And you can hear in about, he's like, he's talking to somebody else and there's stuff going on.
The phone's rattling
around.
And
Joe
around.
Goes, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Hey, thanks for the call. And then it hangs up. Oh, it was quite a day. Okay, guesses real quick.
Yeah.
Joe, did he keep score the whole time? And if so, what he shot playing golf? Because I bet he just quit keeping score. There's no way.
I'm going to say he quit. I'm going to say he kept score through like the front nine. And it was something like a 52.
Oh, 52. No. 70.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think, did he ever give away where he was playing? Did Joe say that?
He did. I thought I heard him say it.
Was it a country club or was it a muni sort of a public
course? He
said
it to Jay Caulfield whenever he had him on. I forget where it was, though.
Do you remember if it was a country club or not? Somebody
text
412-928-9370. I wanted to be out there. I wanted to see it.
Oh, I'd love to watch it in action. Because here's the thing. Starkey isn't – he's got a little bit of sneaky athleticism in there, right? Like, we've seen him.
Shoot a basketball?
He's a very good basketball player.
Yes, we've all seen him hoop firsthand in most cases. And so, now, I don't know if that's going to translate at this point in his life to playing golf for the first time ever.
It's not.
But I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt in that I'd like to think it would. But –
yeah, Joe's a great guy. He just had he was so this anticipation was all bottled up inside his brain yesterday, and it was just warping all of his thoughts and his feelings.
Well, Jim just called.
What did he say?
Montour Heights.
Oh, he got blasted then. I mean, he didn't break 140. There's no way. There is no way. Joan in Sharpsburg letting us know. Montour Heights. Thank you, Joni. We appreciate it. She goes by Joni. You know, she writes Joan, but if you're like a lady and you're
if
up
you
this
know
morning,
her.
Yeah, and it's Joni for sure. Her close friends call her Joni.
Oh, yeah.
Joan, text in. I'm not going to read it on the air. What street do you live on in Sharpsburg? I'm just intrigued now if you're a Joan or a Joni. Right. Anyhow, I am. I'm just intrigued. I'm trying to invent. She texts all the time. I want to know who she is. Anyhow, do you think now Will Starkey's the way he played in golf yesterday, will that now swing his mood for today when we see him?
Yes. If he had a really bad day, he'll be almost despondent this morning. Very down when he walks in. We'll have to build him up a little bit somehow.
I think he knew he was headed for it. I mean,
a bad day.
It was like Sully, like we'll be in the Hudson. Like, and it was just a matter of making it pretty good. Like making it as comfortable as possible with a bad situation.
Talk about calm human beings under the face of pressure.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't compare those two guys in the face of pressure.
No, that's what Mike the caller would be. Listen, we're going down. Don't worry, the river's right here. I'm just going to lay it down in the Hudson.
That was the all-time air traffic controller call of all time. The very last thing he says, we'll be in the Hudson. I'm like, huh? What?
Like it just sounds like any other average aircraft thing that you've heard before. We'll be in the Hudson.
Oh man, what a show today! Mike DeFabo, 8 o'clock. We'll find out how Mum's doing. It's getting springtime.
What do you
her.
Think she thinks of Tom Wilson?
You know what? We should get Mum on.
I'm telling
you. Oh, you know what? By the way, before we get to all, well, he's on at 8. Michael McHenry on at 8:30. Darren Drager on at 9. And Amy Schuman from the WPL on it just after that. We should have Zeitz take Starkey out. Guys, let it be Heights. take him out there. Or Cedar Brook Golf. And then he could have, what does he eat at Lenape Heights, he says? The chicken.
Romano.
Chicken Romano. Those guys could have a day. Zeiss's temperament for Starkey on the golf course would last about a hole and a half.
Oh, my God.
A hole and a half.
I would pay to watch that.
How many holes do you think Starkey got through yesterday?
Oh, I bet he played the whole round.
Thing. Yeah. The guy told him he could pick up whenever he wanted, though. I bet he completed 11, maybe. Maybe. Joe, put it where you want it, and then he putted.
You're right.
One of those kind of jobs. Anyway, all right, what a day, what a show. We're going to get moving. We love Fridays, and you do too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.